from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, let's give some confessions here. Of course, as always, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey Confessions. I'll start.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So how do you feel about Tyrese Halliburton?
I think he's a cool dude, man.
He's a cool dude,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't have no issues with Tyrese.
Did you see his tweet after, I did. After the Olympics?
I did. Dude. I think we all went through that at one point in our school career.
It's the best. He's like my favorite player now. He says he's holding up his gold medal, got this grin on his face, sitting at his locker, and he says, when you ain't done nothing on the group project and you still get an A, like all your other friends did everything, all the work of it, you signed your name on the bottom. Dude played 26 minutes in the Olympics. 26 minutes.
I love it, man.
Look at that lick on his face.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Hey, I love it, man.
I do too.
I think to take that high of a role where you just saying, you know, I don't care. You got to own it.
I always say it.
Hey, man, I'm here. I'm in the moment.
Those were 26 very important minutes.
Yeah. And I got a gold medal to prove it.
Yeah.
So, nah, I'm good with that. I like that.
That gold medal, baby.
Watch this. These are my
So speaking of the Olympics, Jordan Chiles been making the headlines, and I feel so bad for her, man. So if you haven't heard, I think she's about to get stripped of her bronze medal.
Well, they've asked her to give back the medal.
Yeah, so I feel so bad for her, and I got to confess, I think I'm bad with recognizing people in person because I thought I knew exactly who she was. I've been trying to follow the story and all that. So I was at camp yesterday.
Yeah.
And I saw these two girls walking around. As he walked past two girls, I'm like, all right, they look like all right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know they somebody famous. I'm just not sure who.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like maybe they do music or something like that, or TikTok star. So one of them was Jordan Chiles.
Yeah.
She was at practice and I did not know it was her until I got home and I saw the Houston Texans tweet a picture or a video with her and Andre Johnson.
I saw that she was at practice.
Yeah, I did not know that was her.
I don't know why.
In real time, I did not know that was her. She looked all right. She didn't look sad or anything like that. She looked like she was enjoying herself.
Oh, we're going to get into this more when the internet goes nuts, because she didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like the time, there was something with the clock and somebody was going to appeal.
It sounded like it was a judge's fault.
It was the judge's fault.
Yeah. So, I saw her at practice and had no idea that was her, man.
Well, I mean, she got medals, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I wouldn't give it back. I would certainly fight it.
Oh, yeah. No,
because
she
did nothing wrong.
What do that have to do with me for y'all screwing up?
Nothing wrong. The judges screwed up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw her in practice, man. Walked past her like walked past her like 3 times.
Didn't even say hi, huh?
I know. Oh, I kind of brushed her off a little bit, man. Yeah. I kind of like your John. What was the astronaut you brushed off?
Oh, John Glenn?
Yeah, John Glenn. Yeah, that was kind of, that's my story right there. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Watch this.
are my confessions.
So you know how you gave me the OG sauce, John?
Yeah.
I want to say, man, first, thank you. Second, that sauce is good, man.
Oh, yeah. What'd you put it on?
So Saturday, my girlfriend and I, we went to a farmer's market. And there was a guy selling brisket. I can't even remember the name.
Mm-hmm.
So we saved it. We warmed it up the next day. I ate it. Brisket, you know, some eggs for breakfast, and I put some of that sauce
That sounds good.
Man, I tell you what, I loved it. My girlfriend was just like, man, this is so good. She's awesome. I can't wait to try it on more things. So thank you for that. And if you haven't tried it, you gotta try it.
How about that?
Because it's so good.
You're the man. No, it's gotten rave reviews. That's for dang sure, man. I appreciate that. I'm telling girl thank you too.
Of course.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This is a wild one. I never expected to confess this. I never thought the Guardian caps, you know, the big cushion helmet that they put at practices, would work in games. I didn't think it looked too bad. Did you see Jonathan Taylor wearing it? You did?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about it, Chris? Because they have like this little sleeve they put on top of it.
You see the sleeve? I think the sleeve is what made it look not bad. If it wasn't for the sleeve, I would have been like, okay, well, what's going on there?
Yeah. But
the sleeve made it look decent.
Yeah, I don't know, man. To me, like, it didn't look bad. It didn't look silly, but it just looked like a big ass helmet. Like, well, somebody just had an oversized helmet.
But
like,
you only notice it on the close-ups. Like, if you're at a stadium, you wouldn't have even known that he had it on.
Yeah, just looking at it from the TV, it just looked like this big ass cartoon character with a big old head.
But the sleeve does make it look better.
Yeah, no, it looked better. Like, I'm not a fan of the ones in practice where it just looked like a big old cushion cap.
And it's got like that kind of waffle
it
looking,
looked like a swimmer's cap.
It looks like a waffle head.
It didn't look too bad, but to me, like, from the parts they show, it stuck out to me.
Yeah,
I'm like, damn, big ass helmet on.
Get used to it, because I don't know if they're gonna just trying it out, but if it works, why not wear it in a regular season?
I'm all for it. Yeah. I mean, if that leads to less concussions, less, you know, head injuries,
you
I'm
want your players to play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So I got a new term I'm gonna start using for old folks, old football folks.
Yeah,
old football farts.
Like,
so
who?
So Mike Florio tweeted from Pro Football Talk. He tweeted, playing Cleveland Browns football in the dome would be like cooking a steak in the microwave.
Get out of here.
Like, dog, come on. Like, put a doggone dome on the stadium, man. Like, stop with this whole football weather type thing, man.
I hate that.
We seen football weather get games canceled and moved to playing on a random ass Tuesday.
Yeah.
Stop all this football weather. The Cleveland Browns ain't established enough to be able to play off the lake like that with no dome. Like, this ain't the Pittsburgh Steelers, who pretty much been established for a long time. This ain't the Green Bay Packers.
No.
Where, you know, that stadium is so legendary where they wouldn't do anything.
Hell, I think the Packers should play. I think they should all play.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, like, we ain't talking about the Packers and these metal bench bleachers that people still sitting on. We ain't even talking about that, man. We talking about the Browns.
Well, anytime someone says it's football weather, that it's not football weather.
Yeah.
Football weather is 50 degrees, not 50 below or even 30.
Yeah, or so much snow that they got to cancel the game.
Yeah, how many times you been out there in the snow and the sleet and people getting frostbite and you're like, oh, this is football weather. No, yeah. Football weather's like between 45 and 55, somewhere in there. That's crisp. It's clean, sunny sky.
Yeah. It's playable.
It's playable. And yes. It's comfortable for the fans.
Yeah, stop with all this football weather and stuff, man, because half the time, like, I think Cleveland need a dome because a lot of players don't want to play in that crap.
Yeah.
So they rather go to Pittsburgh or somewhere else to play if they're going to play somewhere for them.
Absolutely.
Like,
I wouldn't.
I'm not going to Cleveland to play off that lake.
I sure as hell wouldn't play in Buffalo. I sure as hell wouldn't play in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And by the way, it looks like it's going to be a badass stadium.
I know. They need that.
Yeah.
They absolutely need that. So I'm tired of these old football farts talking about football weather.
I'm with you. Speaking of old football farts, let's talk about me for a second. Dude, at first I was like, I saw Tom Cruise standing outside on the top of Stade de France, the Olympic Stadium, with a cable connected to him. And I'm like, first of all, I was like, this is going to be the most Tom Cruise thing ever. Like, Tom Cruise running in movies and Tom Cruise jumping off of crap is everything in his life, in his movie life. And so it happened.
And that was Tom from the top of Stade de France down to the floor of the stadium.
Gosh. That's how you do it. That's how you do it right there.
Well, yeah, it is how you do it. And then I was like, you know, I think Tom Cruise and I are about the same age. Dude, we're 2 months apart.
Damn.
Tom Cruise and I are almost identically the same age. This dude is jumping off of stadiums with a cable tied to him. Damn. Talk about making somebody feel inadequate.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. All I need is the invite from Cal and Hannah.
I would be nervous for you, man. I don't even want you going down the steps two at a time.
I can't remember the last time I did go up or down steps.
How about seeing people that's trying to go up the stairs, they going two or three at a time? Like, get your ass out of here.
I might have been in my 30s when the last time I did that.
Yeah, no, it's funny. I was talking to my wife about that, like, some stuff that you wouldn't do at this age that you would have did back then.
Mm-hmm.
I tell the one thing I would not do, I would not try to run full speed. Like just full speed, like a full sprint.
Oh, I'd kill myself.
Nah, I would not do. I would tear everything up in my knee. My knee already crunching and cracking every time I bend it. I would not try to do like a 40-yard dash or anything like that.
The most I've ever done is like back in the day, probably 5-6 years ago, we did that 40-yard dash. I jogged one. Like, oh, really? Just for fun. I was just jogging one.
Do y'all know if they're ever going to do that again?
I don't know. You want in?
I want in.
What's your best event?
I'll do whatever event they want. I'll do 40.
For the Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably going to do it again. Yeah. I know the last time, I think it was 2 years ago, our guy George from the Morning Bull, I think he did the 40-yard dash and tore his whole knee up.
Or was it the Achilles?
Achilles, or something
it was
like that.
The Achilles.
Yeah,
what? Yes.
And see, that's why I'm like, man.
No, I'm smarter than that.
Yeah, I'm only 35. I can't do a full sprint, man. I refuse.
I jogged
to do that.
It just to be. You
I
know,
never
for fun.
Broke. I never broke, tore anything in my life, and
hold
I want
on.
To keep it that way.
What?
I never had a broken bone. Never tore anything. Never had a major injury in my whole life.
So, all right, well, we got to get into this.
Yeah, we do.
Well, yeah, we got to. What? We've got to get into this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.